countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We're going to empower you here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us. So glad you're here with us on American Voice Radio. We are going to be talking about some new federal guidelines for your diet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not talking about supplements this time. No. But we're going to talk about what the government has in store for you. Also, we're going to talk about allergies because I don't know about where you are, but here everything's kind of yellow coated with the pollen and people are really feeling it. Some of the drugstores I heard ran out of over-the-counter allergy meds. We had a dry winter here, so lots of pollen. So we're going to talk about that and we'll see how the hour goes. We may touch on a little topic, revisit the shingles issue because I've gotten some emails lately on that. So we're going to delve into all that and the quacker, but before we do the quack report, we got to give you a heads up what's coming up for April. Oh, yeah, because April's just around the corner. Can you believe it? Oh, we're going to have Dr. Rebecca Carley with us on the 17th, and we're also going to be talking with author Ty Bollinger. He's the author of Cancer Step Outside the Box. That's right. You can obviously you can visit his website, which I believe is what is the name of that website? Cancer. I'll find it. But also, we're going to be talking with Laura. Let's see. We're going to be talking with Laura Vanderhaeg, who is an author, and she's also the associate editor of Total Health Magazine. So she's going to be with us, and you know what? She's going to cut through some of the confusion and tell us what we can do to prevent some of the most concerning health conditions as we get older. You know, a lot of people have a lot of fears as they age. So we're going to try to hit on some of that and cut through that concern, of course. Oh, and I found Ty's website. It's cancertruth.net. So you definitely want to check out his website when you get the chance. So we got lots to talk about in April, and I hope you can join us then. And so without further ado, well, let's do a big salute and Semper Fi, our military first. Can't forget them. We love our military, praying for their protection in all of America, praying for a righteous leader, because we are totally out of control as a nation, and we need to get back to our moral roots, do we not? So let's pray for that, and God's help. We definitely need his hand in that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. What do we got in the quacker? Oh, beware of the dangerous new advice that you should take an aspirin a day to prevent cancer. You've probably heard that. It hit the mainstream media recently. The study which produced the media storm was kind of flawed, and the claim that the benefits it was offering are kind of questionable. The new aspirin study was conducted by Professor Peter Rothwell at the Stroke Prevention Research Unit at Oxford University. But according to the study, taking an aspirin a day could reduce your risk of cancer within 3 years after beginning that therapy. Only 2 years earlier, though, Professor Rothwell published a previous study which suggested that the protective benefits would kick in only after 10 years of taking an aspirin a day. So the new findings are actually just a reanalysis of about 90 previously published studies, and the new analysis actually failed to look at several major U.S. trials which failed to find any protective benefit from using aspirin for cancer. Also, the average dose of the aspirin in the studies which were examined said you should use the above recommended safe dose of 75 milligrams. Now, aspirin, as you know, is that ACE-type salicylic acid. It's a synthesized version of a compound originally taken from willow bark, the salicin in willow bark. Common dangerous side effects of your aspirin is intestinal bleeding. Other side effects may include ulcers, kidney dysfunction, and even stroke. Now, if you need some more evidence, researchers from Virginia Medical School examined medical records of hospital deaths, and they estimated that aspirin kills around 20,000 in the U.S. every year. Randomized clinical trials that tested aspirin in 5,011 elderly people showed that the use of aspirin actually caused a fourfold increase in hemorrhages and strokes. And in a 1999 Associated Press article titled "The Silent Epidemic, Death by Analgesics," those over-the-counter anti-inflammatory steroidal painkillers, 15 most common cause of death in America, you know, it kills like, I think over 16,000 a year from those non-steroidals, so be careful. And we also have kids in the mix. So they take aspirin. About 1,600 kids a year get that Reye syndrome or other allergies after they take an aspirin. So aspirin is just not so, benign. It's so powerful, if they discovered it today, you'd need a prescription for it, but it's grandfathered. If you want a natural salicin plant compound that's for inflammation and pain, try the willow bark and MetaSweet, and you can find that in the formula called Pain and Anti-Inflammatory Formula. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that at thepowerherbs.com. They have it in regular and extra strength. Okay, what else do we have? FDA has just approved the obesity drug. Did you hear about that? Yeah, but it has really bad side effects. After first denying approval for the obesity drug called Onexa, they denied that back in 2010 because of the side effects. But now the Food and Drug Administration has gotten some intense pressure from Big Pharma, their lawyers, and even from their own advisory panel to approve something for obesity. So they went ahead and approved Onexa, but it has that serious heart problem side effect and even birth defects if a woman becomes pregnant. Also, there really isn't any legitimate clinical trials, long-term weight loss benefit from the drug. Duh. But, 20-2 voted to put it on the market. Okay. We're going to be talking about a little bit of obesity in what the government wants you to eat, so hang in there. Also, what's in the quacker? Sugar is duking it out with high fructose corn syrup. Did you hear about that one? The two unhealthiest, most widely consumed items in the American diet are in the courtroom, and they want the court to decide which one's more evil, big sugar or corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup. It's a landmark lawsuit before Los Angeles federal judges this week. Sugar producers are accusing the corn industry, those rivals, of false advertising by casting high fructose corn syrup as a nutritionally the same as table sugar, claiming that your body can't tell the difference. Have you seen that ad? I know I have. It looks like a farmer with his kid on his shoulders in the cornfield. You see that one? Yeah, the sugar group contends that the high fructose corn syrup is far less healthy than table sugar, and they're demanding that the Corn Refineries Association take those ads off the market and also to pay any monetary damages. Okay. Now, Michael Gorin, he's the director of the Child Obesity Research Center. He's at the USC's Keck School of Medicine. He says there's definitely a difference in metabolic rate and outcome of fructose ingestion relative to glucose. So Gorin says that the high fructose corn syrup contains more fructose, so he implies the more you tip the scale towards the fructose, the more those negative effects are going to kick in. Now, your high fructose corn syrup was invented in 1957. It took 20 years to develop a low-cost production method for the high fructose corn syrup. Then after tariffs drove up the cost of imported cane and sugar beets, the federal subsidies, it drove down the cost of the corn. So it was a economic thing, so high fructose corn syrup usage exploded in 1972. And the average American back then maybe consumed 1.2 pounds of that stuff a year. But in 1999, they estimated the average consumption by an American was 63 pounds a year. Mm. Goodness. What else do we have in the cracker? Supreme Court rules biotech Prometheus Lab can't patent Mother Nature. Do tell. Yeah, pharmaceutical and biotechnology industries are just not going to stop. They are trying to hijack Mother Nature, natural laws of nature, to claim them as their own personal property via the patent process. That's what they're trying to do. Recent Supreme Court ruling has set the new precedent against fraudulent practices. The Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer has ruled invalid two medical diagnostic patents held by Prometheus Laboratories, that biotech company that's owned by Nestle. Yeah, Prometheus had developed a diagnostic method for testing levels of metabolites in a patient's blood. But that's kind of like, you know, hijacking Mother Nature in that whole process in the blood system. So also, a review of another case, the Myriad Genetics Laboratories company, they tried to hijack patent human gene cells, you know, what you're made of, back in 2011. So the U.S. Court of Appeals of the Federal Circuit had declared those patents invalid. Goodness. What else are they going to try to patent? Let's see. Evidence suggests hard-to-find raw camel milk. That's what I said, camel. You know, the kind with the humps out in the desert. Camel milk may improve autism. Yeah. Apparently, integration of raw camel milk into the diet, according to this author and journalist Christina Adams, says that it has a way of treating autism. She says the camel milk can help increase motor skills, improve eye contact, ease inflammation of the gastrointestinal disorders that affect autistic children. So the camel milk, kind of unique composite of vitamins and minerals and even protective proteins, and it's unlike the cow's milk, and they seem to not have a problem with it. Now, Dr. Yagel, he's a veterinarian and an expert in camel farming. He also wrote about how he noticed camel milk's ability to treat autism symptoms, and it was actually published in a journal. He believes that autism spectrum disorder is not necessarily originating in the brain, like most people think, but he says a growing number of experts, including him, say that it is basically manifests itself in the gastrointestinal inflammation. So it's an autoimmune issue. Let's see. Last but not least in the Quack Report, best homemade remedies to treat the hay fever and seasonal allergies. Let's go over a little, some of those because we've got pollen everywhere. So if you've got hay fever, the seasonal allergy reactions, you know, runny nose, sneezing, itching, congestion, coughing, watery, itchy eyes. You know, people have those itchy eyes. Hay fever affects the mucous membranes of the sinuses, the nose, the throat, the eyes, and the palate. Grasses and plant pollens can cause inflammation reactions, stimulate, you know, histamines. Research indicates about 20% of the population have hay fever this time of year. Remedies, herbs, homeopathic products, and common household ingredients can provide some natural antihistamines without all the chemicals and relieve those symptoms and prevent them returning. So let's just name a few. Ginger tea with raw honey. It works to break up any congestion, loosen phlegm. Green tea blocks the production of your histamine, so it's an antihistamine in itself. And also peppermint tea relieves nasal and sinus congestion and inflammation and analgesic, if you will. If you need another anti-inflammation, through the willow bark and meadowsweet, of course, we do have an awesome upper respiratory anti-allergy formula called Echinacea Deluxe. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. I mean, you take that stuff and the herbs in that formula tell your allergies, don't even think about it. That's right. It pounds it away. It's good. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Alrighty. So we're going to talk about what's on the government's mind when it comes to your dinner plate? Yeah. Have you heard about these new guidelines? Have you? That the government has for you? Called the My Plate? Have you heard about this? Oh, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it. Now, you've most likely heard the federal government mandating the food guidelines for all public schools and daycare centers across America. You've heard that. Recently, I reported that in North Carolina, a father was told the lunch that he had sent to the daycare center with his kid did not meet state-mandated nutritional guidelines. The daycare workers threw away several of the items in the lunch, which left the kid with almost nothing to eat. So the parents of the child were then given a bill for the lunch provided by the daycare under the new government mandate. So you might say, well, you know, kids out there across America, they're not getting enough nutrition, so this is a good thing. Aha. Well, it doesn't take long for this kind of government control to trickle up to the adult diet. Yep. You know that old saying, give a mouse a cracker, and he'll ask for a glass of milk. Give him a glass of milk, he'll ask for a straw. Give him a straw, he'll want some cheese to go with that cracker, et cetera, et cetera. Well, let's talk about the new federal dietary guidelines. The research from the National Eating Trends, called NET, has been tracking eating and drinking habits of U.S. citizens for over 30 years. That's right. In 1974, barcodes were hitting the grocery market. Wrigley chewing gum was one of the first products to introduce the barcode on its packaging. And not long after that, more details were needed on your spending habits. So the radio frequency identification chips were added to many of the items that we buy. Now, the USDA has also contributed to what they call My Plate. Yes, My Plate, as it's their interpretation of the new federal dietary guidelines. Apparently, our government says that adult Americans don't know what a healthy diet looks like. And according to the NPD Market Research Group in Port Washington, New York, the federal dietary plan looks very different than what is on our dinner plates. That's right. Well, you know, you got to ask yourself, are we going to have, you know, a waiter serving up the Monsanto delicacies out there? Let's find out. If you believe all this research, the average American diet contains 70% of what the USDA says we should be eating. And according to the NPD group there in New York, there's about 2% of the American populace that is eating the recommended daily intake. So we are not eating enough of the GMO produce, grains, and animal products contaminated by big business, apparently. We are clearly not meeting the My Plate goal with the three meals per day. So according to Darren Seifer, he's the food and beverage analyst for NPD Group, he says this, quote, clearly there is a need for consumers to change their eating behaviors. The NET, which is the National Eating Trends, their report classified 65% of adults as either overweight or obese. The necessity behind change could not be more apparent, end of quote. Well, there's that word change again. I don't know about you, but that's kind of becoming a dirty word, change. So there's that word change. Too many Americans are overweight and diabetic. Got to change that. Now, in most cases, when you get the weight under control, the diabetes is resolved. You've heard that, right? Well, the government now wants to take control over the weight through mandated dietary guidelines called Project MyPlate. I know. It's insane. It's crazy. Okay. All right. So let's just go there. What can you have? What can't you have under the new guidelines? Well, what can you expect when the government plays mommy dearest? Let's look at it. Dr. Robert Post, Deputy Director of the USDA Center for Nutrition Policy and Promotion, says your new dietary restrictions, guidelines, have removed solid fats and substituted refined oils. My Plate actually increases vegetable and animal dairy consumption. And we can expect heart disease to skyrocket as more folks are convinced to pile on the dairy products, because we've had a show on that before where dairy products ruin the heart. Now, I have no problem with the vegetables. I don't, as long as they're not Monsanto's version of produce. Now, what else can we expect from our national czars? Well, no more refined grains, and instead they want you to have whole grains. No problem there. I actually got that right. So what is the goal of My Plate? Well, according to Post, he said this, everyone should be enjoying their meals but eating less. Did you get that? Enjoy your food, but just don't eat so much. He says everybody should be enjoying their meals but eating less while they adhere to the new nutritional guidelines. Did you hear that? You got to stick to those guidelines like it's the yellow line in the road. No pass, no go. You got to stay there. So in other words, smile. You're going to enjoy this change whether you like it or not. That's the message. So, and you know why? Because they are going to be telling you, you don't mean what you say. You want to be healthier, but you don't really mean that. An interesting statement was made by Seifer in the March issue of Nutraceuticals World, and he said this, we know through our ongoing research that consumers are more aware of what constitutes a healthy diet, but we also know that what they say and what they do when it comes to eating are often different, end of quote. So did you hear that? Did you hear that just mocking everybody out there that does organic, has their own gardens, that, you know, cycles and jogs and swims, you know, that are healthy, you know? Okay, so if this is the time, let me back up. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm all upset. 'Cause this is crazy. This is crazy. We're not stupid out here in America. Okay? Sometimes we indulge, yeah, but that's part of being human, you know, just not making a habit of it. So if this is the first time that you're hearing about the Project My Plate, I want you to know that it was launched last year, March of last year. So it's really taken them a year to take over the public school and daycare menus, and next comes change to the adult menu. Yeah. You're probably wondering how they're going to implement that. Well, just more government workers. You know, take those unemployment out there. Take those folks off unemployment and make them, you know, menu czars or something. Let's talk about this food Kotex, because that's what this is, okay? America's under the draft standards for the Food Chemicals Kotex, the FCC. The food ingredients are under the government microscope. So there's this talk that the new standards are going to include food testing to confirm the identity of food chemicals, much like pharmaceuticals. So if your breakfast cereal, your sausage, your orange juice, or any of your other food products, if they make a health claim, they are going to have to back it up with clinical trials. So the new food guidelines will make absolutely the price of food to go way up, skyrocket. Mm-hmm. The FCC is an international czar of quality food ingredients. So, and you think I'm kidding? Mm-hmm. Okay, the Food Kotex oversees all aspects of food and essential quality specifications, which means identification and enumeration of microbe count, class of food, food safety, food purity, regulatory status, etc. So your food manufacturers will need to confirm what they are using in their food product, and the way the government says to do that is through testing. You know, prove it to us. You know? So watch for the restrictions on your foods to get tighter and food become more expensive. So, you know, watch for that. All right, let's talk about the European rules. I know I got a break coming up, but let me squeeze this in. What are the food standards overseas? Well, the EU, the European Union, is soon to unveil their list of genetic health claims that food manufacturers are allowed to include on their food products under Article 13.1. Now, the Commission Regulation International Food Policy will most likely filter over to the United States. Does the government care that these new regulations will cost manufacturers millions of dollars to comply? Well, according to Stephanie Geiser of EAS Regulatory Affairs, she's a manager there, she says, quote, companies must focus on how to benefit from this process and how to offset possible challenges. Did you get that? Translation, quit crying, just pass the extra cost to the consumer. And Geiser goes on to say, quote, companies at some point need to plan now for these new business strategies. In other words, start budgeting millions of dollars for this compliance program. So she is saying that it's a done deal in Europe, even though much of the new regulations are not set in stone yet. So it looks like the European mouse, not only it's got his cheese, but the European folks over there are dabbing his little mouth with a linen napkin. Ugh. Man. Yeah. It's crazy, I know. I know I'm coming up to a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about how long until all this filters down to your wallet and how you can, you know, prepare yourself. And then we're also going to morph into allergy season and shingles, possibly. And when we come back, don't go anywhere.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Yeah.
here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. So glad you're here. We're talking about the Project My Plate, which is your federal government dictating what you can have for dinner. Well, for any meal, actually. It'll take time to filter on down to your dining room table. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's bad enough that we have adulterated food courtesy of Monsanto, but now they want to test organic foods? Well, of course, you can bet that, like the supplement guidelines they're trying to implement, the synthetic and the GM food ingredients or supplement ingredients are exempt from testing, see? So no one will be able to afford pretty much the organic healthy food, and they'll be forced to buy the poison GM foodstuffs. So how long does America have before the government, you know, bully takes over our food industry like they're trying to do the organic supplement market? Well, it's hard to say precisely, but they did manage to wiggle into the school and daycare food programs across America in just under 12 months. So, you know, I've heard that a farm organized a dinner for their guests at the Nevada Quail Hollow Farm. It was an organic farm. And they had this big, long, you know, family, you know, a lot of these picnic tables butted up end to end. It was just a long row of tables, and it was beautiful, beautiful out there on the farm. And they were going to serve organic fare that the farm produced, right, for their guests. Well, guess what? Quail Hollow Farm was raided by the Department of Health, and all the organic food destroyed by the agents. They sprayed the food down with Clorox. Yeah. The Southern Nevada Health District considered the dinner, quote, you get it ready for this, a public event. And they found out about it 2 days prior to the picnic, this farm picnic, and they told the owners, they contacted them, they owned the farm, and they said, you have to obtain a special use permit, or they were going to face some fines. So they went ahead and got the permit, okay? They didn't think. They just jumped through the hoops. So the permit allowed the agents to arrive at the event and declare the food unsafe for human consumption, and it was destroyed. So the farm owners grew the food and were actually serving it up within 72 hours of harvesting it, and the government considers that a biohazard because the food had no labels. Can you imagine? You know, I guess Monsanto's going to figure this out. They're going to have a crop come out of the ground with food labels on it with the nutritional guidelines and everything. I know. It's crazy. Well, get this. According to Gary Cox, general counsel for the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, he said this was a clear violation of the farm owner's rights because the health department official had no search or arrest warrant. And so if this example does not shock you of how officials can abuse your rights and take away your health freedom, then I don't know what will. Okay, so be prepared, because being prepared is never a waste of time. So get your own organic garden growing and stock up as much healthy foodstuffs as you can. Also, you're going to need a backup medicine, but the over-the-counter and the prescription medicines have a limited shelf life of about 2 years or less. However, your organic medicines have a 10-year shelf life without side effects. So you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for they got this new natural medicine starter stock-up package, or you can make sure you get one of their many herb kits for boosting immune system and protecting you from viruses and bacteria and other pathogens. And you want to keep in mind that, you know, they do have specials. They have discounts on half and full case orders, so you can check that out under their vitamin vault. You can give them a call and get a free product catalog. That number is 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., call them up at 803-746-0219, 803-746-0219. You can visit their online store, thepowerherbs.com, the three W's dot thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And for that allergy relief, like I said, check out their Echinacea Deluxe Herbal Formula. It's a liquid. You can check out their herbal eye wash if you get the sticky, itchy allergy eyes. Both of those products, the small size is about $20. So do that, something natural without all the side effects and money back guarantee. All right, so we're gonna move on to allergies. You know, allergies, pretty much natural response, right? We are supposed to be allergic to some things, but not so much allergic to our food. And I'm going to start with food because a lot of times the foods that we eat create allergies for us, even environmental types, makes us more sensitive. Because it's estimated there are about 12 million Americans suffering with food allergies and about 50 million suffer from environmental allergies. So this means about 4% of the population, or 1 in 25, has food allergies which threaten their health. You know, the peanut allergies have doubled in children over the last 5 years between, even between 1997 and 2002, those numbers doubled. The food allergies in kids doubled. And some researchers think that food allergies are underdiagnosed. New research suggests that milk allergies persist past adolescence, and as much as 20% of adults are highly allergic to milk. Emergency room visits due to food-induced anaphylactic shock in the United States range between 50 and 125,000 a year. So currently the world of medicine says there's really no cure for food allergies except avoid the foods that cause the reaction. And other experts in health think that maybe vaccines have something to do with allergies. Of course, you know, we've had Dr. Rebecca Carley here on the show who's mentioned that once or twice. Okay, let's talk about this a little bit more because I don't know about you, I was at the post office and the poor postal clerk could hardly speak. He had lost his voice because of allergies. I mean, he was a mess. So he asked me what I had. I said, well, I use herbs, you know, herbs. And he says, you got any of them on you? And I'm like, no, not at the moment. So anyway, I'm supposed to bring him some tomorrow. But anyway, so let's get back to this allergy thing because there are approximately 8 foods which account for about 90% of all the food allergies. There's milk, there's eggs, peanuts, tree nuts like walnuts, almonds, cashews, pistachio, pecans, you know, peanuts even. Wheat is another one, soy, fish, and even shellfish. Now, modern medicine reports that your risk of having food allergies increases if a family member has allergies. And if a family member has asthma, you are genetically predisposed to maybe having either allergies or developing asthma or having an elevated allergen-specific serum immunoglobulin level, okay? So you're just going to be sensitive. The national survey found that more than half of the U.S. citizens tested positive to at least one or more allergens, and this includes food and environmental. So the survey also reported about 50% of the homes produced at least 6 detectable allergens. There are more allergy categories than we would like to really admit, and there are drug allergies, there's skin allergies, insect allergies, plant allergies, latex allergies. I mean, we've got allergies coming out everywhere. So what are some of the symptoms from your food allergies? Well, according to medical science, your reactions are going to vary depending on your immune system health, you know, how strong your immunity is, and the type of food that you ate. Symptoms can include hives, tingling in the mouth, swelling of the tongue or throat, difficulty breathing, abdominal cramping, vomiting, diarrhea, eczema or rash, coughing or wheezing, dizziness, or loss of consciousness. So what's the medical profession do about this stuff? Well, the common treatment for food allergies is epinephrine, adrenaline. It helps subdue anaphylactic reactions or shock. And for mild allergies, doctors really suggest using the antihistamines or the allergy shots that you have to go to the dermatologist for. So by far, you know, the biggest response to both food and environmental allergies is your allergic rhinitis. That's the upper head. At least 60 million people have to seek medical treatment every year because the statistics show there's a prevalence in this reaction increasing. Yeah, so more people are having sinusitis, upper head chest congestion, bronchitis, and sends a lot of people to the doctor's office. According to the European Community Respiratory Health Survey, about 35% of the Europeans and the Australians get the rhinitis as well. In 2005, the economic reports say we spent approximately $6.1 billion on allergic rhinitis treatment and accounted for about half of all the dispensed prescriptions. Goodness. My goodness. That is incredible. Well, what about chronic sinusitis? Well, about 20% of all doctor office visits are for allergies, specialists, immunology specialists. Chronic sinus affects about 18 million people, so they're heading to those types of specialists and paying the higher copays to go there. And there's like 30 million courses of antibiotics that are given out for this one problem. So one study pointed out about 55% of the patients with chronic sinusitis also suffered from allergic rhinitis, and this accounts for that seasonal sinusitis cases that we're seeing. And this is such a chronic problem. 40% or 40,000 patients, excuse me, annually finally just gave up, and they went for surgery instead. They thought the surgery would save them and correct the problem, but unfortunately, success rate on that's not as good as you think. So what about allergies? Do you have any allergies to herbs? Could that be the problem? Well, I once heard of a herbal professor of mine say that there are no allergies to natural substances. It is toxins that are responsible, not foods. He also said that when you do cleanses to detoxify your system, you may have allergic reactions. So he felt that people use allergic responses as an excuse not to cleanse completely. So herbs are foods, and they cleanse the body. Therefore, if you have a reaction, you found a food that is good for you, he says, and is actually cleansing away the toxins. You're just having a you're just having a healing crisis, in his opinion. So if you do a cleanse all the way through, you're going to remove that allergic reaction, according to my herb professor. Now, reactions will vary from diarrhea to rashes, fever, not feeling so well, maybe a little swelling, maybe some old injuries flare up, but you don't feel so good. Drink plenty of water, get the fluids going. It seems to flush the toxins out faster and diminish those reactions. Another adjustment you can make is to slow down the cleansing program, which you're on, and slowly get through it. So if you just can't handle the response, just, you know, kind of move a little slower through the cleanse. Obviously, if any reaction becomes life-threatening, you should use common sense and seek medical treatment, right? So cleansing can be type of a curing cycle. My experience over the last 20 years is there are very few people that are severely allergic to cleansing herbs. And as my herb professor pointed out, that they're really allergic to the toxins that are stuck in their body. So there are some that report that they don't feel as well as before they started the cleanse, and this is really a healing crisis they're experiencing. So toxins are free-flowing out of the system in huge amounts. So, yeah, you may not feel so great. So these people have a backlog of toxicity, and they are feeling it as it leaves. So when it comes to disease, we have to be bold and take a stand. Remove those toxins and remove the blockages so the nutrition won't be counteracted. And an alternative is to actually live with your disease until it gets so uncomfortable that even the drugs, which are more toxic to your system, lead you down the road to surgery, which most likely will not produce the results you're hoping for. Now, here's the thing I've learned. I used to have an issue with ear infections, tonsillitis, bronchitis, sinusitis, and I want to say about 15 years ago, I went off all dairy and wheat with my daughter. We were trying to figure out which she was allergic to, causing her issues. And then after 2 weeks, we introduced the wheat back, and no reaction in my daughter. And then once we introduced the dairy back, bam, she had a flare-up. So we knew she had a milk allergy. And then it just hit me. I felt a whole lot better since I was off milk. I didn't have the runny nose I usually had on a pretty much permanent basis. I didn't have any of the drainage or snoring at night and things like that. So I just stayed off dairy. And then guess what? I didn't have the throat infections. I didn't have the sinusitis. I didn't have those issues that I had chronically year after year, several times a year. So for me, dairy is a toxin. So it may be you're just allergic to your diet, and it makes you more sensitive now in the spring with the pollen. And so if you get off the dairy, you probably can take a walk through the field blooming with wildflowers later and not have any reaction. So if you're looking for some immune-boosting herbs, if you're looking for some sinus allergy issue relief type of natural products, let God's herbs work for you, get you through that. If you have some pain and inflammation, use the willow bark and meadowsweet. Shrink those swollen passages with some salicin in those plants, and it's natural without the side effects of aspirin. Look for the pain inflammation formula. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that on their website, thepowerherbs.com. Echinacea Deluxe formula is great for the upper head, URI, sinuses. If you tend to have a lot of drainage and phlegm affecting your vocal cords, try the all-in-one with the vinegar in it. That's awesome for clearing the palate. And you've got some ginseng formulas. You've got some children echinaceas there for kids. So you got a lot of tools and information that will help you use them properly. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, and they'll send you a free product catalog if you'd like, or you can download their free PDF catalog off their website at thepowerherbs.com. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Okay, we got a few minutes, so we're going to deal with the shingles just a little bit. Because I know many of you out there don't want shingles, but you could get them. You know, there's a lifetime risk of getting them, right? 2 in 10 adults will get shingles. In the U.S., nearly 500,000 get the shingles every year. That's about 1,500 people a day. This is a very painful and disabling problem, a disease, more uncomfortable than the chicken pox, okay? Did you get the chicken pox when you were a kid? If you did, you're most likely going to get the shingles, because what happens is that little chicken pox virus likes to kind of squat, camp out on your central nervous system, dormant, waiting for the opportune moment, and that's when you're stressed. Oh, yeah, something traumatic happens, stress, and then all of a sudden, bam, shingles. So people over 50 years of age tend to get the shingles probably because of immune system weakness. So if your immune system can counter it, if you got a strong one. So let's find out how you can naturally deal with this. What exactly is the shingles? Well, it's a virus. It's the varicella zoster virus caused by your chickenpox. And this pesky little childhood disease, known as the chickenpox, will lie, like I said, dormant after the person recovers from an initial outbreak of chickenpox. The virus is like a bunch of squatters camping out there on the nerve tissue, the cerebral ganglia, or the cranial nerves, or the posterior nerve roots. That's what likes to kind of, you know, lay low. So as you get older, the virus can actually rear its ugly head, and then you break out with shingles. Modern medicine doesn't know why this happens. And as the reactivated virus spreads, it continues to multiply in the ganglia nerves, and it destroys the host neuron while it travels down the sensory nerve to your skin. So this is why it's so painful. It's wrecking things. It's destruction to the max on the nerves. So your nerves are going, help me. So this would explain why the shingles is worse than the chickenpox. And if you break out in blisters, and you're going to be even in some more severe pain. Well, who's at risk? Well, like I said, people over 50 who have weak immune systems, HIV patients, people on chemotherapy or radiation treatments, transplant recipients because they take the immune suppressant drugs, and those experiencing a lot of stress. So those that take the chickenpox vaccine are also going to be at risk because you are intentionally injecting that virus into your bloodstream. That's an artificial infection, folks. You know, that's against our Creator's plan. Let's talk about some of the symptoms. Some doctors will not get the diagnosis right away the first time because, you know, your early symptoms will mimic other conditions like diabetic peripheral neuropathy or even the flu, appendicitis, or pleurisy. So every symptom could include fever, overall weak feeling, and within 2 to 4 days you get that burning sensation, that shooting pain, that tingling or itching on one side of the body or on the face. It could appear there. Now the pain normally lasts about 4 weeks and the rash can have blisters that can appear usually within 14 days and it can contain some clear pussy filled fluid. Now the blisters will tend to scab over in about 10 days after appearing, but you want to be careful not to rupture those blisters or they will become more infected. And such infections will enlarge your lymph nodes, those glands, and they can become infected, so you want to be really careful. With the disease sometimes appearing on the face, there's the risk the complication could involve your hearing or your vision, so you do want to be careful. If the shingles virus reaches the cornea of your eye and becomes infected, there's a chance of temporary or even permanent blindness. Dizziness, loss of taste are also common symptoms, and in rare occurrences, if the infection encompasses the cranial nervous system, or central nervous system, muscle atrophy and motor paralysis could occur. Another symptom that could crop up is a residual symptom called post-hepatic neuralgia, which is persistent pain from the shingles lingering for a few months or even a year after the outbreak is resolved. This usually happens with more elderly patients. My goodness, it's an amazing thing, isn't it? So what you do? Well, some natural shingles solutions. This is what we need. During the illness, you want to avoid starchy foods and sugars. The sugar will feed the virus, and it's not good for the central nervous system. The starches also create mucus and prevent toxin removal. However, you can have some natural juices with no added sugars, or you can use a little honey or stevia as a natural sweetener. And you can add that to your hot beverages. And you can also detox the system. If you want to get, you know, the pain under control, use your natural anti-inflammatory pain formulas, your willow bark, your meadow sweet. And once you get that pain subsided a little bit, you can do your bowel cleansing. This moves pathogens and toxins out, your liver gallbladder cleanse, and then, of course, your blood cleanse. So you definitely want to hit those. Other essential aids, your immune boosting, using your echinacea, your ginseng, your astragalus root, your garlic. This is going to help with the T cells in your immune system shorten the duration of this outbreak. Also, medical journals have actually listed studies using barberry because there's the bacteria-fighting alkaloid in the barberry called berberine. The scientists and the doctors concluded that the berberine contains major compounds to kill staph, strep, diarrhea, salmonella, and shingles, just to name a few. So check it out, Barberry Bark, thepowerherbs.com, of course. I'm out of time, but coming up next is Messiah's Branch with Pastor Dan Catlin. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Please seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. And until next time, I wish you all to be well.